And, John, I know you just posted an article on thefinsiders.com, kind of going over some of the observations you had from today's practice. First thing first is you take a look at Cohen Meacy, Cortland Finnegan, a couple of guys who are making some transitions, one via free agency and the other just changing positions, and both those guys seem to be solidifying their spots defensively.
I think so, Greg. You know, one in Cohen Meacy was supposed to be, it started as an experiment, but it doesn't look like it's an experiment any longer. I think you can kind of etch that in stone to where Cohen Meacy looks right at home in the middle linebacker position, and I think it's going to affect the way Donnell Ellerbe plays on the outside. You know, more of his natural instincts are coming out. I believe his quickness coming out from the linebacker spot, his cover skills, things of that sort are going to be able to shine maybe a little bit more in year number two with Kevin Coyle in this defense. And I think that Cohen Meacy really looks comfortable on the inside. And not only that, I think he's enjoying spending his time in there and maybe moving that position change and embracing that position change. So that's one of the things. And Cortland Finnegan, you mentioned him. Wasn't so much of an experiment, but to see what he had left in the tank. You know, which Cortland Finnegan were we going to get? Well, we know that he's 100% healthy, which is a big part of the equation, and he looks like he belongs. So with him and you know, Brent Grimes on the other side, it looks like this defense, number one, is going to be faster than last year, a little bit more playmaking ability or opportunities for game-changing plays. And I just have high expectations for that side of the football because it looks pretty good right now.
All right, and so then when you look at the offensive side of the football, Bill Lazor's new offensive system, we're still trying to figure out all of the different aspects of that and some of the wrinkles that we've seen. And so far, from a quarterback, wide receiver, connection standpoint, they're really working on some quick routes out of the shotgun formation.
Well, they were today. They were primarily working in the red zone, a lot of goal line situations, a lot of blitz pickup at the end of practice where the quarterback's recognizing if they have a free guy to let it go quickly. A lot of linemen picking up on blitzing, you know, linebackers and running backs picking up a lot of empty sets. So you got to see a little bit more of the offense close in the scoring range, in the red zone. And it puts a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks to catch the football from a shotgun position and throw it immediately, you know, to recognize and throw the football on time and on target. And that's not easy to do when you don't have the strings as a quarterback, the laces. So I think the quarterbacks are catching on. And as the quarterbacks go in this offense, the rest of this offense will continue to thrive.
And we saw a little bit of a change as far as the depth chart is concerned for the guys who protect the quarterbacks, and that's with Nate Garner and Jason Fox, the backup tackles, making a switch today in practice, something we've seen that was different from the other OTAs.
Troy, you'll like this too, because on the offensive line, it seems like over the last couple of years, the more that you can do like a Nate Garner, the more that the coaches like to keep you around because you can play center, you can play guard, and it doesn't matter which side of the line you start from. So today was something different. Jason Fox, who primarily was backing up on the right side behind Juwan James, moved over to the left side behind Albert, which was kind of a switch, and then Nate Garner went back to the right side on the right tackle position. So I think that, just a guess by me, they want to get Jason Fox maybe on equal footing with a Nate Garner to see how many positions can you play so we can evaluate you the same way, because I think Nate has an advantage because he can play so many positions along that offensive line. If you get another guy in there that can play both sides and you really don't see a fall off in his game, now you can experiment as they get closer to minicamp and preseason and training camp, where you can change up a little bit the way the offensive line looks and get a real evaluation of what you have going into the season.
You know, the good thing about Fox is he's battle tested, and if you can get him some reps on that left side, if anything happens to Brendan Alberts, then you know that you have a viable backup. And I really truly think the more that you can do for your football team, you're going to stick around. I mean, when you look at Nate Garner, Nate can play every position on the offensive line, and he's valuable to this Miami Dolphin football team in that respect. So when you have another guy who's just as versatile and you can move him to a pivotal position such as that left tackle position, and he can get reps and become comfortable at that left tackle position, then you know you have a viable backup. One thing about it is especially with the offensive line, you have to create – sometimes you have to create depth. And again, you know, moving to that left side for Jason Fox, you're creating depth in case anything happens to Brendan Alberts. And I love the move. I think it's a great move because, again, you know that Nate can play every position on the offensive line, but to get Fox some snaps at the left tackle and get him comfortable there only makes this Miami Dolphin football team, it only deepens the depth at each position at this team.
Yes, and those two guys are going to be very valuable pieces. Again, hopefully everybody stays healthy, but need to get everybody on board and make sure they're ready to go just in case something pops up. And speaking of health, that seems to be something that has gone in the Dolphins' favor so far during this offseason with the workouts and the OTAs. Today was another good example of that.
Yeah, perfect attendance for the Miami Dolphins here in Davie. Everybody that was on the roster out in a uniform. Now, Brandon Gibson worked out a little bit at the beginning of the practice, got some conditioning work and catching off the side on his own, as well as Jared Odrick. He was one of the guys that worked off to the side, but Jared really doesn't look like he's ailing from anything. I think there's a stockpile of defensive tackles there that you may have to get a look at. He may have a nick or two, but it didn't look like it as he was working out on the side, which is a good thing for the Miami Dolphins. But a lot of bodies out on the football field today, so a lot of evaluation, a lot of film study over the next couple of days. Looking forward to mini camp next week.